This is Steve Moulter, guitar player for Beware of Safety. You're listening to Post Rock, Paper Scissors, where rock always wins.
Hello there.
Welcome to the show. This is episode 27, and this is the second part of our Life After People series. So last week we played the first half of the series. It was basically between 0 years to 100 years after people. And the segments were called The Distant Hum of Dying Machines and Dead Cities. So now we're going to move to the third section of the series, and which is the first half of today's show, or less than the first half. Whatever. I'll explain as we move along. Anyway, so this first part of this series, the first part of today's show, which is the third part of the series, this is going to get confusing, it's called Still. It's supposed to be basically the Earth 100 million years from now. And, you know, roughly, because I can't fucking, you know, predict this stuff. But the show, what I'm going for here is basically, I wanted music that was very still, kind of. Basically, what it would sound like, the soundtrack to landscapes slowly evolving at a glacier-like pace, you know, just slow masses of land colliding into one another. Basically the plates move every year at one or two inches. So I was going for a very slow, churning, you know, still kind of sound. And we kind of got it. The first track we played was by Lawrence English. It was called Waves Sheer Light. And it's off his album Kiri no Oto. And it was a very somewhat of a monotone kind of sounding song. And it's kind of what we're going for. It was something very still. This next block actually is split into two halves. The first half of the block is still in the still section, which is 100 million years. And then the second half goes into the next section, which is 250 million years from now. And that section is called actually In Still, which is basically life slowly evolving and forming on Earth. But we'll get into that section later. Let's move into... We'll still continue on with Still right now. So this next track is called Monochrome 1. It's by 2M. That's T-U space M apostrophe. No idea what that means or stands for or anything, and I haven't done the research, so sorry. But it's off his record called Monochromes Volume 1, which he has a series of records called Monochromes. And basically... The music kind of sounds like the title, Monochrome. It's very, I don't want to say it's monotonous, but it's very still, very tranquil, slow moving. And so that's what we're going for. So we'll continue on with Still right now. This is 2M with Monochrome 1. Okay, welcome back. Let's go over what we played. And like we mentioned earlier, this block was kind of split into two sections. So because of that, the first half of the show was shorter than I would like it to be. It's not exactly half and half. Basically because in the second half of the show, there's two songs that are very long and I couldn't really break them down. So that the second half of the show got longer than I would have liked. But it's still very enjoyable, I think. Anyway, like we mentioned, the first track was by 2M. It's called Monochrome 1. After that, we played a track called Fecunda by Emmanuel Errante off his album Hummus. And I don't think he means hummus, the food. Or as I would say, hummus. Because that's actually how you should pronounce it. But that has nothing to do with the show. Anyway, Fecunda actually means fertile. So, I thought that track actually, most of the tracks in this show, or the series, the names don't actually go along with what we're trying to go for, the sounds, or the theme, I don't know. But the first two tracks in this block kind of really sum up, or the track names, sum up kind of the sound we're trying to go for. The first one was called Monochrome 1, and we were trying to go for a very monochrome, first block, and the second track was called Fecunda, and which means fertile. So we're trying to go for much more of a fertile kind of blooming sound in the second half of the show. And anyway, there was actually a third track in that block, and it was called Charlotte, which Charlotte has nothing to do. That name has nothing to do with the show. So anyway, that track was by Nest, and that was off their record Retold, which was released this year, actually, earlier this year. It's quite good, so check it out. If you're one of those people who love to make top whatever albums of the year list, you can always listen to Nest, because that's from this year. So that was the first block of the show, and we're going to move to the next block, or the next block is actually just one track. There's actually only two tracks from here on and the rest of the show. And they're both very big in scale. And I know early on, if you were listening to like the first episode or whatever, I said I didn't want to play long tracks. I kind of lied. I still don't want to play long tracks, but there's so many good ones in this, you know, this type of music that it's hard to ignore. That's why, actually, 2M, I forgot to mention, that's actually a 15-minute track that was also radio edited, like the Illuvium one last week. So technically, we have three 10-ish, 10-plus minute tracks in this show. And I guess you can't really get, you know, what exemplifies something at the scale of, you know, plates moving or landscapes changing than, you know, long songs. You know, kind of goes hand in hand. Yeah, so this next half of the show, or continuing on from the half of the last block, is called Instill. And basically, this is when life is reforming into, you know, larger than microcosmic or microorganisms and all that stuff. Actual humanistic things coming back to life. I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Yeah, and still, I was trying to come up with a title for this portion of the show, and I didn't want to say something like a new world, because, I mean, how many times have we all heard that? And so, I was going to, the first part was called Still, so I thought, you know, Instill would be a good title for the second half. Clever, Still, Instill, ha! Sounds good. So I actually checked the actual official dictionary definition. So I can, you know, check if does this make a lot of sense, what I'm trying to go for. And the definition, according to dictionary.com, we all know what instill means, but dictionary.com's definition was to introduce by gradual persistent efforts. And I thought that was perfect. That sums up what this second half is about, because life is being reintroduced by gradual, persistent efforts. Perfect. Anyway, I've been rambling on. This track, this next block coming up, is actually one track. It's by Brock Van Way, also known as BV Dub. This track is called Too Little, Too Late, off his album White Clouds Drift On and On. It was released last year. And this track has a very slow evolutionary pace, I guess. I'll explain it afterwards. Just listen to it. I really like this track. So here's Brock Van Way with Too Little, Too Late. Thank you. All right, welcome back. Let's try to wrap up this show. The last track we played was by Brock Van Way called Too Little Too Late off his record from last year called White Clouds Drift On and On. And that track, you know, the last block that we played before this one started coming more to life. Like Emmanuel Irante's track was very upbeat kind of, and then the next track came in with those slowly gradual keys kind of getting happier. But then the Brock Van Way track kind of sounds depressing, but to me it sounds like this is kind of weird, but if life was being created in a factory, that's what that song kind of sounds like. And it has a very, you know, it's ambient music, so it has a lot of subtle nuances that kind of the track is evolving on its own. And I thought that was a good fit for the show. And I thought it's a great track too. Not only does it fit the show, it's a really, really good track. Yeah, so we got one track left, and we're at 250 million years or so, like we mentioned. And I think this track is kind of a good way to end the show. It's very different than the rest of the stuff we've played. It actually uses, like, kind of a build-up type of structure. It's by Jasper, Texas. It's called Falling from the Sky Like a Flock of Burning Birds. It's from his record In a Cool Monsoon. And, again, it's a little different than what we've heard before, but I thought this is like the official life has begun again, or whatever. You know? Like, all the tracks before were kind of leading up to this point. And the reason why I say that is because this track kind of has, it doesn't really climax, but it does have a kind of build-up structure. So, and it's the most upbeat. The build-up is very happy-sounding, kind of. So I thought it was a good way to wrap up the show, and the whole series, for that matter. So hopefully you enjoyed this series. Again, it was Life After People. We'll be back next week, or whatever, with some other show. I don't know what right now, but we're only going to have a couple more shows left. Hopefully you've enjoyed everything we've done to this part, and hopefully you enjoyed this series. So yeah, we'll see you next week. Enjoy this next track. It's by Jasper, Texas, and it's called Falling from the Sky Like a Flock of Burning Birds.